A 19-year-old woman wakes up covered in bruises she can't explain. Blood tests reveal her bone marrow has nearly stopped producing blood cells. Only 2% of normal function remains. 6 others on her island develop the same mysterious condition. All 6 die within months. Doctors send her home with no hope, telling her family to prepare for the inevitable. Yet, 6 months later, she walks back into the clinic, fully recovered. 20 years on, she's a naturopathic doctor, mother of 4, teaching yoga, and running marathons. What happened? Nothing miraculous, just the body's healing system doing what it was designed to do when given the right conditions. We live in an age of medical marvels, yet we've forgotten the most sophisticated healing technology ever created, the one operating inside us right now. Every second, specialized enzymes are repairing roughly 1 million DNA errors in each of your cells. Your plasma membranes are recycling damaged components. Your immune system is identifying and eliminating abnormal cells. This isn't metaphysical wishful thinking. It's documented biology that conventional medicine often overlooks in its rush toward pharmaceutical solutions. Think of your body as a self-healing skyscraper with repair crews working on every floor simultaneously, constantly maintaining and restoring without your awareness or permission. Self-repair operates across multiple levels without conscious effort. Specialized enzymes fix DNA damage through coordinated steps, identifying defects, removing damage, filling gaps, and sealing repairs. Tissue healing orchestrates dozens of growth factors and immune cells in precise coordination. Even supposedly non-regenerative organs, heart muscle and brain tissue, show surprising healing through cardiac stem cells and neuroplasticity. Most remarkably, atherosclerosis can regress when harmful inputs cease, with arterial plaques diminishing up to 10% annually through lifestyle changes, like polluted rivers self-purifying once contaminants stop. Alan Kapular, a Yale-educated molecular biologist, refused chemotherapy for lymphoma and adopted a strict macrobiotic diet. After 11 months, his lymph nodes disappeared completely, the only patient his oncologist knew who achieved remission through diet alone. Harvey Sandler's brain tumor surgery left him nearly blind with severe cognitive impairment, yet with proper treatment, he slowly recovered. "This illness is one of the biggest gifts I've ever had," he later reflected. Oliver Walston's 40-year rheumatoid arthritis vanished after a single bee sting. John Lugia's fatal scleroderma disappeared after he rejected prednisone and created his own treatment with vinegar, whole lemons, aloe vera, and vitamin E. Mari Jean Ferguson's stubborn hypertension normalized when she surrendered control. Just let go, let whatever happens happen. These cases reveal what becomes possible when we stop obstructing the healing system. The common thread? Each person took responsibility, made radical changes, and trusted their body's innate wisdom over medical fatalism. Modern medicine follows an intervention tradition, treating the body like a broken machine requiring expert repair. This excels at emergencies like trauma and infections, but struggles with chronic conditions such as autoimmune diseases and cancer, which represent imbalances in the healing system itself. Eastern traditions use herbs, acupuncture, and diet to strengthen natural defenses, creating lasting resilience. An older philosophy maintains that health comes from living in harmony with natural law, emphasizing prevention and self-healing. After traveling South America searching for exotic healing wisdom, revelation came in Tucson, Arizona. A neighbor introduced Dr. Robert Fulford, an elderly osteopathic physician practicing gentle manipulation. His office contained no typical medical equipment, just a percussion hammer, a modified dental drill with vibrating disc, lightest pressure on heads, and simple spinal adjustments. Patients with serious conditions improved dramatically, often after one session. His advice? "I took the shock out of your system. Now just let old Mother Nature do her job." The lesson? Treatment comes from outside, but healing comes from within, its source in our very nature as living organisms. Your healing system operates constantly, but can be overwhelmed when obstacles exceed capacity. Lack of energy represents the first major barrier. Healing demands metabolic energy from properly digested food. A young woman's non-healing bone fracture only resolved after 10 weeks of thyroid treatment corrected her hypothyroidism. Common causes include inadequate diets, impaired digestion, often stress-related, improper breathing, and excessive energy expenditure through overwork or stimulants. Poor circulation forms another significant obstacle. Diabetics exemplify this. Compromised blood flow means even minor foot injuries become non-healing ulcers because atherosclerotic arteries cannot deliver sufficient oxygen and nutrients. Restricted breathing compromises brain function, nervous system operation, and all bodily organs. Toxins severely diminish healing responses, absorbed through food, water, air, and medications. Electromagnetic pollution may be this century's most dangerous form because it's invisible. Toxins can damage DNA, disrupt biological controls, weaken defenses, and promote diseases like cancer. Perhaps most significant are mental obstacles. Habitual thought patterns can frustrate spontaneous healing by depressing immunity and unbalancing the autonomic nervous system, disrupting digestion, circulation, and other internal functions. Many healers worldwide believe health and illness have primarily spiritual rather than physical causes. These obstacles aren't insurmountable. Conscious intervention can dramatically enhance your body's natural healing capacity. 5 dietary factors powerfully influence healing: total calories, fat, protein sources, fruits and vegetables, and fiber. Research shows animals eating fewer calories live longer with lower disease rates. Fat consumption critically affects healing ability. Saturated fats from animal products and hydrogenated oils damage cardiovascular health, while trans fatty acids in margarine and processed foods severely compromise healing by damaging cell membranes and hormones. Extra virgin olive oil reduces bad cholesterol without lowering good cholesterol. Omega-3 fatty acids from cold water fish, hemp oil, or flax seeds provide essential anti-inflammatory benefits. Populations eating the most fish show highest longevity and lowest disease rates. Plant proteins like grains, beans, and soybeans combine protein with fiber. Soy foods contain beneficial phytoestrogens, protecting against hormone-related diseases. Fruits and vegetables offer significant protection against cancer and heart disease. Whole foods prove superior to isolated supplements because compounds work synergistically. Protect yourself from environmental toxins with air and water filters, organic foods, and antioxidant supplements. Natural tonics increase healing efficiency. Garlic benefits cardiovascular health, ginger improves digestion and treats nausea, green tea lowers cholesterol and has anti-cancer properties, milk thistle protects the liver, and astragalus strengthens patients while increasing disease resistance. The mind influences healing through belief, thought, mental imagery, and emotion. Belief powerfully shapes perception and enables healing responses through the placebo effect. Buddhist psychology views addiction to thought as a major healing obstacle because it removes us from present reality, generating anxiety and fear. We can disengage by focusing on bodily sensations or breath, anchoring us in the present moment. Mental imagery connects powerfully to the healing system through the visual cortex. Visualization can develop personalized healing images with emotional charge, like the man who cured his persistent wart by visualizing a steam shovel removing it. Cultivating passionate emotion may better facilitate spontaneous healing than emotional control. The intensity of emotion, whether positive or negative, gives it power to affect bodily function, while apathy obstructs healing. Breath forms the spiritual dimension of healing, the vital essence giving power to material forms. In many languages, spirit and breath share the same word: Sanskrit prana, Greek pneuma, Hebrew ruach, Latin spiritus. The relaxing breath technique, exhaling completely through the mouth, inhaling through the nose to 4 counts, holding for 7, exhaling audibly to 8, can cure digestive problems, cardiac arrhythmias, high blood pressure, anxiety, and insomnia when practiced regularly. Breath bridges body and mind, unlocking the healing system's full potential. Seven strategies emerge from spontaneous healing cases. First, reject discouraging pronouncements and maintain hope. Second, actively search for help, read extensively, consult friends, and seek promising practitioners. Third, find others who recovered from your condition to neutralize pessimism and gain practical guidance. Fourth, partner with health professionals who believe in your healing ability. Fifth, make radical life changes. Many healed patients transformed relationships, jobs, homes, diet, and habits during illness. Sixth, regard illness as a gift, a catalyst for necessary growth rather than undeserved misfortune. This perspective unlocks healing potential that viewing illness as tragedy may block. Finally, cultivate self-acceptance. Accepting yourself with all imperfections represents surrender to a higher will, creating conditions where change occurs more readily than through confrontation. This doesn't mean abandoning hope, but accepting present circumstances to move beyond them, getting your ego out of the way to let your body heal itself. Your body isn't a broken machine awaiting expert repair. It's a self-healing marvel constantly working to restore balance. The question isn't whether your body can heal, but whether you're creating conditions that allow it. Take responsibility, make radical changes, trust the wisdom already operating inside you.